Task 1. Joey is interviewing a traveller at the airport departure hall. Listen to the interview and write the information in the spaces below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Excuse me, could I have a moment?
Hello, can I help you with something?
Would it be all right if I asked you a few questions? I'm Joey Lee, with the Hong Kong Tourism Organisation. I'm collecting information from tourists coming to Hong Kong.
Oh, sure. I still have some time before my flight.
Thank you. Let's get the sensitive question out of the way first. Are you in the 30 to 39 age group?
Yes, good guess. I'm 34, actually.
I appreciate the honesty. And may I ask where you come from?
I flew in from Kuala Lumpur. I was born there, actually, and I still live there now.
Sorry? I've always had trouble remembering how that was spelled.
Don't worry about it. That's common enough. Kuala is K-U-A-L-A, and Lumpur is L-U-M-P-U-R. It's the capital city of Malaysia, in case you forgot.
Right. Are you here by yourself or with friends?
I'm actually here with my wife. She's in the bathroom right now.
I see. I'll mark you down as with one other person then. How long have the two of you been in Hong Kong?
Unfortunately, we only got to spend a week here. We're headed off to Beijing next.
Okay, so 7 days. Did you stay at a hotel?
No, we didn't. We wanted to have more space and I wanted to cook. So we rented an apartment on a booking website. It's a nice apartment in Wan Chai.
Ah, renting an apartment is a popular option nowadays. It's often cheaper than a hotel too. Speaking of costs, would you mind telling me how much you spent on this trip? Just a rough estimate is fine.
So everything except the airfare?
Yes.
We came with 20,000 Hong Kong dollars in cash, so let's see. After paying for the apartment, our meals, and a new DSLR camera, I think we spent 18,000 altogether.
18,000? Thanks for supporting local businesses. Is this your first time spending your holiday in Hong Kong?
No, we've been here before.
Do you recall when that was?
Oh, it was a while ago. I don't quite remember the year. Oh yes, we saw the Olympic torch arriving in Hong Kong on TV the last time we were here.
That would have to be the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games then.
Ah, then it's got to be 2008. We had a good time, so we decided to come back this year. Hong Kong's a lovely place.
Agreed. What do you like most about Hong Kong?
Oh, I like lots about Hong Kong. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. I love the wide variety of food choices. There's everything from cheap street snacks to restaurants with Michelin stars.
Very true. Hong Kong is known for its wide range of food choices.
Another thing I appreciate is the traditional culture in the city. By that I mean, even though Hong Kong is an advanced city, there is still much traditional culture that can be seen, like trams and wet markets.
It's what gives Hong Kong its unique flavour, I think.
The third thing I like is the public transportation system. I can easily travel around Hong Kong just by the MTR. Not many places have such a well-developed public transportation system.
I'd like to ask you the reverse question now. Could you tell me what you don't like about Hong Kong?
I have to say, shopping in Hong Kong malls has become quite boring. Most of the interesting local stores have been replaced by international companies that have outlets in every country. It's boring seeing the same stores I can find anywhere else.
Yes, that is a trend I've noticed. Hong Kong's becoming more and more globalised.
Well, the city's definitely becoming more polluted because the air pollution has gotten so bad here. It's common knowledge among tourists to bring sanitary masks if vacationing to Hong Kong, so you breathe in as little of the nasty air pollution as possible.
I'm probably used to breathing it in, but I suppose that's not a good thing.
You should come to the national parks in Malaysia to breathe some real fresh air. Anyway, my last complaint is that too many old buildings have been taken down. Many buildings with a lot of history are gone now, replaced by high-rises. Old buildings should be preserved because they are what make a city unique, I think.
I feel the same. There are a lot of old temples, police stations, and markets that should be preserved rather than rebuilt. Anyway, thanks for taking the time to answer my questions.
Don't mention it.
That is the end of task 1. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.